Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is Young Drivers and No Seatbelts, a Bad Mix. Teens who are passengers in cars that crash are more likely to die than younger children in the same setting. According to a study in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine, this is especially true if the car is being driven by a young, inexperienced driver. Researchers looked at over 45,000 crashes that involved passengers ages 8 to 17. In the years 2000 to 2005, nearly 10,000 passengers in this age group died in car crashes. Researcher Dr. Flora Copeland Winston says she was surprised to find that there was a clear tipping point that occurred between the ages of 12 and 16. Before age 12, the number of deaths per year of age was fairly constant. Then suddenly, between 12 and 14, it rose dramatically and continued to rise all the way through the teens. Among these deaths, 54% of the teens were riding with a driver under age 20. In addition, almost two-thirds of the teens that died were not wearing seatbelts. Most of the crashes happened on roads with speed limits above 45 miles per hour. Drinking was a factor in 21% of the fatal car crashes. Dr. Winston says as a pediatrician, a researcher, and a mother, it really hits home to her that parents need to start the driving conversation long before children start thinking about a learner's permit. Dr. Winston says to start around 12 or 13 because that's when kids start being driven by other people and, unfortunately, sometimes by their peers. And, she notes, parents should talk to their children about wearing seatbelts and be models of seatbelt wearing themselves. Dr. Winston says parents need to identify what an unsafe ride is. It may be dangerous for children to ride with a young driver who is under 16 and is in his or her first year of driving. She believes parents should help their children find alternative solutions and other rides. She also supports graduated driving laws that restrict the number and age of passengers that a young driver can have in the car. One expert thinks parents don't pay enough attention when their children start climbing into the cars of their friends. Parents often worry about health issues in their children. Is my kid's headache a brain tumor? Or does this bruise mean leukemia? Of course, no one wants his or her kid to get these illnesses, but they are rare and not preventable, says Dr. Karen Sheehan. What is common, and what's largely preventable, are motor vehicle crashes, Dr. Sheehan says. However, as a society, we think of car crashes as accidents, but really, when you look at the data closely, as they did in this article, there are specific risks for death that can be identified, and if avoided, may prevent serious injury, she says. Dr. Sheehan says parents need to require their kids to use restraints, and parents need to be aware of the dangers of their kids riding with young drivers, especially on high-speed roads. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.